You can't cancel. Juneteenth, Black Joy is not up for debate. By Janice Celeste. Every year, June 19th arrives with the weight of history and the warmth of something they cannot take from us. Joy. This Juneteenth, that joy feels louder, more intentional, and more defiant than ever, because somebody tried to silence it. The attempt to erase what Congress made law. Let's be clear. The president cannot cancel Juneteenth. The holiday was established by an act of Congress in 2021 and signed into law, meaning no executive order can erase it. But erasure doesn't always announce itself with a press release. It shows up quietly, like when the Trump administration removed Juneteenth and Martin Luther King Jr. Day from the National Park Service's fee-free admission days and replaced them with a free entry day on June 14th, which happens to be Flag Day and also the president's birthday. That tells you everything you need to know. We do not celebrate Juneteenth because the government told us to. We celebrate because our ancestors could not, and our children deserve to. DEI rollbacks are hitting our celebrations where it hurts. The ripple effects of the administration's war on diversity, equity, and inclusion have landed directly on Juneteenth events across the country. Cities scaled back or canceled celebrations entirely, with Scottsdale, Arizona, dissolving its festival after eliminating its local DEI office, and Bend, Oregon, canceling events due to what organizers called a volatile political climate. In Denver, one of the nation's largest Juneteenth music festivals was cut from 2 days to one after more than a dozen corporate sponsors walked away. This is not a coincidence. This is coordinated. We are tired of being strong, but we are still here. There is a particular exhaustion that comes with being Black in America right now. We celebrate, and they try to defund the celebration. We build wealth, and the gap widens anyway. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, white households are 10 times wealthier than Black households. And per Brookings Institution research, the racial wealth gap is actually growing. Black unemployment sits at 7.2%, nearly double the rate for white workers. We are not asking for a handout. We are asking for what was promised: equity, access, and the basic dignity of not having our history stripped from us while we are still living it. Black boy joy and girl magic are the real resistance. And yet, Black people are showing up. The cookouts are happening. The music is playing. The red drink is poured. Juneteenth is, at its core, a celebration of survival and of the audacity to thrive in spaces that were never designed to hold us. From Houston's historic Emancipation Park to block parties in Baltimore, from family reunions in Atlanta to freedom festivals in Los Angeles, Black communities are gathering with intention and refusing to let political theater steal the moment. This is Black excellence in action. This is what girl magic and Black boy joy look like when they refuse to shrink. Our joy is resistance. Our celebrations are sacred. We do not celebrate Juneteenth because the government told us to. We celebrate because our ancestors could not, and our children deserve to. The attempt to dim this holiday only illuminates why it matters so deeply. You cannot legislate away love, culture, or the particular kind of freedom that lives in a people who have survived everything thrown at them. Juneteenth will be celebrated this year, next year, and every year after that, with or without a corporate sponsor, with or without a fee-free park, and with or without anyone's permission. We are still here, and we are still free. Sources: News 1, Fortune, CNN, U.S. Census Bureau, Brookings Institution, Black America Web, Juneteenth Houston Post Views. 0. Related.